praising employees might seem straightforward, but doing it effectively requires nuance and understanding. The right kind of praise can boost morale, enhance productivity, and foster a positive work environment. Conversely, poorly delivered praise can come off as insincere, create resentment, or even demotivate your team. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules podcast, where I delve into the strategies and the insights that drive business success. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to tackle a topic that's crucial for any leader, the art of praising employees. I want to explore the do's and the don'ts of praising employees. And in that, we have to discuss the key principles of meaningful recognition, how to tailor praise to individual team members, and the common pitfalls to avoid. Also, I want to share some examples of how thoughtful praise has transformed team dynamics and led to remarkable achievements. So join me as we uncover secrets making your praise impactful and genuine. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just beginning your management journey, this episode will equip you with practical tips and strategies to recognize your team in many ways that truly matter. The following story is fictional because I need to keep actual experiences confidential, but it illustrates some key issues that I have seen arise in getting projects done. I want to tell you about Chris, a project manager who learned a valuable lesson the hard way. He was leading a high-stakes project with a very talented team, but despite their skills and hard work, the project was falling apart. What Chris didn't realize was that his critical eye was overshadowing the one thing his team needed the most, appreciation. So let's dive in how Chris went from nearly losing his project to turning it into a success by embracing the power of gratitude. Now, Chris was known for his high standards and his meticulous attention to detail, all good. He'd taken on challenging projects that had the potential to make waves in the industry, and he expected nothing less than perfection. His team was full of skilled professionals who were committed to making the project a huge success. But no matter how hard they worked, it seemed like Chris was never satisfied. In every meeting, Chris focused on what was wrong, the smallest errors, the tiniest oversights. He would spend minutes dissecting flaws, but barely acknowledged what had gone right. His team members poured their hearts into their work, going above and beyond to meet his standards, but they rarely received a word of praise or recognition. And slowly, morale began to dip. The team felt like no matter how hard they worked, it was never enough. And as the weeks went by, productivity dropped. The team's energy and their enthusiasm faded, and the once promising project stalled. And Chris was at a loss. He was putting in very long hours, and so was his team, and yet the project seemed to be slipping further out of reach. And frustrated and desperate, Chris decided to look for answers. So determined to turn things around, he started reading business articles and research on team dynamics. He was hoping to find the missing piece to get his project back on track. He read about leadership, team engagement, motivation, and then he saw a theme starting to emerge. Article after article highlighted a simple, often overlooked element that successful leaders emphasized, gratitude. Chris realized he had been so focused on perfection that he'd forgotten to acknowledge the effort, creativity, and dedication his team had put in their work. He had been quick to criticize, but slow to appreciate. And that lack of appreciation had taken a toll. At first, Chris was skeptical. Could gratitude really make that big of a difference? But seeing as he was at a dead end, he had no other choice but to give it a try. So the next day, Chris called his team together for a meeting. But this time he approached things differently. Instead of diving into a list of corrections or pushing for faster results, he started by acknowledging their hard work. He admitted he had been overly critical and that he hadn't been giving them the recognition they deserved. He let them know how much he appreciated their commitment to the project and apologized for not expressing it sooner. The team was surprised. This was a side of Chris they had never seen before. He could see some hesitation in their faces, as if they weren't quite sure if this change would last. But Chris was determined to make a lasting shift, not just a one-time gesture. So, to reinforce his new approach, Chris started to incorporate gratitude into his daily interactions. And here are some of the steps he took to rebuild that trust and morale. Chris made it a habit to start each day by acknowledging his team's efforts, whether it was a quick thank you email, a pat on the back, or a shout out in the team chat. He made sure that everyone felt appreciated. And he pointed out specific actions, which is really important, like Sarah's innovative approach to problem solving, or Tom's dedication to staying late to fix a technical issue. By making his gratitude specific, he showed the team he was paying attention to their individual contributions. Every Friday, Chris introduced recognition rounds. Now, during these sessions, he would go around the room and highlight at least one accomplishment or positive action from each team member over the past week. This wasn't just a formality. Chris shared genuine praise and recognized each person's unique skills. And slowly, the team started to look forward to these rounds, and they began seeing themselves as valued contributors rather than just cogs in the machine. He also knew it was important for the team to support each other, not just look to him for praise. And so he started encouraging his team to recognize each other's efforts. He created the kudos wall on their project management platform, where team members could leave notes of appreciation for each other. The wall became a space for celebrating wins, big and small, and fostered a culture of mutual respect and gratitude. Now, to show his team that he valued their opinions, Chris introduced regular feedback sessions. He asked his team what they needed from him as a leader to do their best work. And this time, he wasn't just going through the motions. He took their feedback seriously and made changes based on their input and showing them that their voices mattered. This open dialogue rebuilt trust and gave the team a renewed sense of purpose. And Chris realized that the team was more motivated when they felt progress was being recognized, not just at the finish line, but throughout the journey. So he started celebrating small milestones. Every time they reached a project phase, he would organize a small celebration or send out a team-wide email acknowledging their progress. These celebrations served as reminders that they were on the right track, boosting motivation and keeping the momentum going. The results of Chris's transformation were almost immediate, which is actually somewhat rare. As his team began feeling appreciated, their energy and productivity soared. Tasks that had once felt tedious became meaningful as team members felt their work was recognized and valued. Collaboration improved, and team members started going the extra mile, not out of obligation, but out of a genuine desire to contribute to something they felt proud of. Gradually, the project picked up speed. The once-stalled initiative was back on track, moving forward with greater efficiency and enthusiasm than ever before. Team members started stepping up with creative solutions, proposing new ideas, and working together to tackle challenges. The atmosphere was no longer tense and disheartening. It was collaborative, it was positive, and it was full of possibility. By the time the project was completed, it wasn't just a technical success. It was a triumph of teamwork, driven by culture appreciation and mutual respect. Chris had not only met his project goals, but also strengthened the team in a way he didn't realize was possible. Now let's talk at some in-depth of what Chris did that helped this great turnaround. Now, the first step Chris took was to rebuild trust through genuine acknowledgments, because he knew that simply saying thank you wouldn't be enough after months of focusing on faults. He needed to show his team that he saw their value and respected their efforts. And so to do this, he started a concept called Daily Highlights. And every morning he would send a team-wide email highlighting one or two specific contributions from team members. He didn't just say good job or thanks for your hard work. He made his acknowledgments specific and personalized. For instance, he praised Maria's creative approach to simplifying the complex user interface design. Or he acknowledged Paul's quick thinking in resolving a software bug that could have delayed the entire project. And these daily highlights weren't just filler. They showed the team that Chris was genuinely paying attention to their unique strengths that each member brought to the table. And slowly but surely, team members began to feel seen and valued. Now, the second step was creating the culture of mutual appreciation, because he knew it wasn't enough for him alone to show gratitude. He wanted to shift the team's morale, truly shift it, and he needed everyone to participate in recognizing each other's contributions. And he introduced peer shout-outs during weekly meetings. At the beginning of each meeting, Chris would invite team members to acknowledge someone else on the team who had been especially helpful, innovative, or supportive that week. Now, to be honest, this was a bit uncomfortable for some on the team at first, because they weren't used to this level of open appreciation. But as time went on, these shout-outs became something the team looked forward to. Each person got a chance to be celebrated by their peers, creating a sense of camaraderie and mutual respect. Not only did this lift morale, but it also strengthened bonds within the team. They began to feel like they weren't just working side by side, but actually supporting each other and pushing toward the same goal together. The next big step was redefining success with smaller, more achievable milestones. Very important, because Chris realized that his high standards had pushed the team so hard and set the bar so high too soon, making it difficult for them to feel successful. So to remedy this, he restructured the project roadmap to include incremental milestones and shorter-term goals. So, for example, instead of expecting the team to roll out a fully functional prototype all at once, he set smaller, focused objectives. They would aim to perfect one specific feature at a time, like the data visualization tool or the onboarding flow for new users. And this allowed the team to experience regular wins, boosting their confidence and showing tangible progress. Chris made sure to celebrate each of these smaller milestones with a milestone recognition at the end of every sprint. He'd organize a brief virtual or in-person celebration, complete with awards like Best Problem Solver of the Week or Creative Thinker of the Month. These little recognitions kept the team motivated and gave them the feeling of accomplishments they had been missing. Another key change Chris implemented was prioritizing his team's well-being, because he realized that his relentless focus on deadlines had pushed his team towards burnout. And to show that he respected their time and personal lives, he made work-life balance a priority. He set clear boundaries ensuring that the team wasn't expected to respond to emails or messages outside of work hours unless it was an emergency. He also introduced flexible hours, allowing team members to work during the times when he felt most productive. And for some, that meant starting early in the morning, while others preferred working late in the evening. By giving them control over their schedules, Chris showed that he trusted them to manage their time effectively. And to further demonstrate his commitment to well-being, he introduced recharge days every quarter. These were days when the team could take a break to relax, catch up on personal interests, or spend time with family. The result? Team members came back to work feeling refreshed with renewed energy and creativity. The last step in Chris's transformation was implementing ongoing feedback loops. Now, he didn't want to just fix things temporarily. He wanted to keep improving. So he set up regular one-on-one check-ins with each team member. And during these sessions, he asked them for feedback on his own performance and on what was working and what was not working for this project. He would ask questions like, "How can I support you better?" and "Is there anything I could do differently to make your work easier?" By actively listening and making changes based on their input, Chris showed his team that their voices mattered and that he was committed to continuous improvement. Over time, this feedback loop became a powerful tool. Team members felt empowered to share their thoughts without fear of judgment. They could see that Chris was genuinely committed to evolving as leader, which further strengthened their respect for him and their investment in the project. So, as a result of these changes, Chris's team transformed eventually. It took a while. Where there had been frustration and burnout, there was now excitement and motivation. And productivity soared as the team members felt inspired to give their best. Their new sense of purpose and camaraderie led them to innovate, propose new solutions, and solve problems that had previously seemed insurmountable. What had once been a stalled project was now back on track, moving forward with confidence and momentum. And Chris's team completed it not only on time, but with outstanding results. And this driven healthcare platform they developed was well received by stakeholders, and the company's leadership took note of the turnaround. Chris's team had done more than just meet a deadline. They had built a high-quality product that exceeded expectations. But perhaps the biggest success wasn't just in the project's completion. Chris had created a team culture where each member felt valued, empowered, and appreciated. And the effects of this new approach went beyond just one project. He had built a foundation for long-term success and high morale. Chris's journey shows us that sometimes all it takes to turn things around is a shift in perspective. By embracing gratitude, setting achievable goals, supporting work-life balance, and encouraging feedback, he not only saved his project, but strengthened his team in ways he hadn't thought possible. His story is a testament to the power of appreciation and the impact it can have on productivity and team morale. If you're a manager or leader listening today, consider this. Are you focusing too much on what's wrong and not enough on what's right? Could a simple shift towards gratitude and recognition be the key to unlocking your team's full potential? And Chris's journey shows us that leadership is more than just pointing out what needs improvement. Sometimes it's about recognizing the strengths that are already there and letting your team know that their hard work is seen and valued. By shifting his focus to gratitude, Chris turned a struggling project into a successful one that built a team that was more engaged, motivated, and resilient. So are you, as a leader, are you recognizing the contributions of those around you? Are you showing gratitude for the hard work your team puts in every day? Sometimes a little appreciation can go a long ways. Now, I've discussed this before, but I think it's worth discussing again because it had such huge impacts for me. I did something radical by flipping the traditional organization chart upside down. Now, most companies stick to the old school pyramid model with the boss at the top, the manager on the top, and the rest of the team somewhere below. But what if we flipped that model on its head? What if the real power was with the people doing the actual work? What if the project leader was at the bottom supporting the team from the ground up? Now, when you put the working team at the top, you are recognizing one simple truth. The success of any project doesn't come from the person sitting in the corner office. It comes from the people in the trenches making things happen. And the project leader's job should be to support the team, not control them. Because when the team feels empowered, knowing they're the ones driving the results, it changes the game. So a good question I had to analyze, why is this powerful? I've done it, and it works. Because it flips the mindset. Suddenly, the focus is on who's making the real impact. The designers, the developers, the people on the front lines. The project leader isn't there to micromanage, but that person is there to clear obstacles, provide resources, make sure the team has everything they need to crush it. The leader's role becomes serving the team, making sure they shine instead of the other way around. And this shift can be a game changer. When team members know they're valued, that they're the ones truly at the top, it drives morale, boosts performance, and creates a culture where everyone is fully invested in the outcome. The leader's success becomes tied directly to the team's success, not to their own ego. It's not about control. It's about empowerment. So if you want to get real results, flip the org chart. Put the working team at the top, where they belong, and watch what happens when you give the power back to the people actually doing the work. You might just find out that your projects run smoother, your team's more engaged, and the results speak for themselves. So, today, we're continuing to talk about something cheaper than a coffee break, but can energize your team more than a double espresso. Yes, giving praise. And you might think that dishing out compliments is as common as a printer jam, but you'd be surprised how many leaders treat giving praise like it's a limited edition collectible, best kept in a box and rarely seen. And yet, praise is one of the most powerful tools in any manager's arsenal. It's like verbal sunshine. Sprinkle it around and watch your team grow. And let's face it, for some managers, giving praise is as mysterious as the office Wi-Fi password. It's critical, yet somehow so elusive. So, I want to unpack why praise should be part of your daily routine, not just something you dust off for annual reviews or when you accidentally hit reply all on an email. So, let's buckle up and take a look at this, because there's really important stuff that I think we can look at. But to help illustrate that, I want to tell you about David, who was a project manager at a software development firm, and he was known for his exceptional ability to connect with his team to bring out their best. His latest project, Aurora, aimed to develop an innovative app for enhancing remote work productivity. And this is the story how David's genuine praise and understanding of different personality types transformed his team and led to the successful completion of Aurora. So, in the beginning, David was introduced to a diverse team for the Aurora project that he was now responsible for. Emma was a quiet, reserved developer who was brilliant at the problem solving but hesitant to speak up in meetings. Tom was an extroverted designer who thrived on collaboration and loved sharing his ideas. Sarah was a meticulous and detail-oriented tester who preferred working independently. And Mark was a charismatic senior engineer who enjoyed mentoring others and leading discussions. So David knew that to make their project successful, he needed to genuinely praise each team member and make them feel valued despite their different personality types. So David started by having one-on-one meetings with each team member to understand their strengths, their preferences, and their concerns. He wanted to ensure that his praise would be specific and meaningful. So, during his meeting with Emma, he praised her analytical skills and assured her that her voice was important in team discussions. He encouraged her to share her insights, promising to create a supportive environment where she felt comfortable speaking up. With Tom, David acknowledged his creativity and enthusiasm. He made it clear that Tom's ideas were valuable and encouraged him to keep contributing his innovative thoughts during the meetings. When he met with Sarah, David appreciated her attention to detail and the quality of her work. He respected her preference for independent work and reassured her that her meticulous approach was crucial to the project's success. And in his conversation with Mark, David praised his leadership skills and ability to inspire others. He encouraged Mark to continue mentoring the team and leading discussions, highlighting the positive impact of his contributions. David knew that by creating a supportive environment where everyone felt valued was key to harnessing the strengths of his diverse team. And so he implemented several strategies to achieve this. So in meetings, David structured team meetings to ensure everyone had a chance to speak. He started by inviting quieter members like Emma to share their thoughts first. This prevented louder voices from dominating the conversation and ensured that all perspectives were heard. David also made it a point to praise team members both publicly and privately. In team meetings, he would highlight specific contributions such as Emma's innovative solution to a coding problem, or Sarah's thorough testing report. He also sent personal emails and notes to reinforce his appreciation. In understanding that different people appreciate recognition in different ways, David tailored his praise accordingly. For example, he knew that Emma appreciated quiet personal acknowledgement, while Tom enjoyed public recognition of his ideas. As the Aurora project progressed, the team faced a number of challenges, as usual. And David used these moments to reinforce his approach to genuine praise and support. When the team hit a major technical roadblock, Emma quietly worked overtime to identify the root cause. In the next team meeting, David highlighted Emma's dedication and problem-solving skills, giving her the recognition she deserved. This not only boosted Emma's confidence, but also demonstrated to the team the value of each member's unique contributions. And during a brainstorming session, Tom's ideas sparked a lively discussion, but some team members felt overwhelmed by his enthusiasm. David intervened by acknowledging Tom's creativity, but then asked others for their input, ensuring a balanced conversation. He praised Tom for his energy and ability to stimulate ideas while also valuing the quieter contributions. Sarah discovered a critical bug just before a major deadline. David praised her for her vigilance and thoroughness, both privately and in a team meeting. He emphasized how her attention to detail had saved the project from potential setbacks, making her feel valued and appreciated. Mark stepped up to mentor a junior developer who was struggling with a complex task. David recognized Mark's efforts in a team email, highlighting his leadership and his willingness to help others grow. The public acknowledgement reinforced the positive impact of Mark's mentorship. So as the Aurora project neared completion, the team had become a cohesive and motivated unit. David's consistent praise and understanding of different personality types had created a culture of mutual respect and appreciation. The app was successfully launched, receiving excellent feedback for its user-friendly design and innovative features. At the launch celebration, David made sure to recognize each team member's contributions, and he gave a heartfelt speech highlighting specific achievements. Emma's critical problem-solving innovative solutions. Tom's creative ideas that shaped the app's unique features. Sarah's meticulous testing that ensured the app's reliability. And Mark's leadership and mentorship that guided the team through challenges. David's genuine praise made each team member feel valued and proud of their contribution. And the success of the Aurora project was a testament to the power of genuine praise and understanding diverse personalities. David's approach not only led to a successful project, but it also left a lasting impact on the team's dynamics and morale. David continued to lead new projects with the same philosophy, inspiring other project managers to adopt similar practices. And his story serves as an inspiring example of how recognizing and valuing each team member's unique contributions can lead to exceptional results and a thriving work environment. And in the fast-paced world of technology, David's practice of genuine praise proved that when people feel valued and respected, they are empowered to achieve greatness. His journey underscores the importance of fostering a culture of appreciation and respect, ultimately driving success in any endeavor. So as we've discussed, the methods of praising your employees can include public recognition, private recognition, personalized thank you notes, spot bonuses or gift cards, public displays of appreciation, really important, verbal praise, genuine verbal praise, and career advancement opportunities, not to mention team celebrations to celebrate everything done, and written commendations in performance reviews. And in making praise, there's something important I want to add. You need to be specific. You need to be timely, you need to be consistent, and you need to be personal. Generic doesn't work. Then you accompany praise with actions that support the employee's growth and well-being in the organization. So giving praise to your employees is essential for fostering a positive work environment, boosting morale, and encouraging productivity. So critical. All right, time passes fast, at least for me. That's it as we wrap up today's episode on the superpowers of praise in the workplace. And remember, a little well done can make someone's day. A lot of well dones can make an entire project work. It's like sprinkling fairy dust on your team, but instead of fairy dust, it's genuine appreciation. And instead of fairies, it's you. Yes, you, armed with the power to boost morale and productivity. And if you think that giving praise is as easy as sending to keep up the good work, think again. It's about as personalized as a pre-signed birthday card. What I'm talking about is meaningful, genuine recognition that hits harder than Monday morning coffee. So remember, the secret ingredient to any successful project isn't just strategy or technology. It's people feeling valued and recognized. It's like the office equivalent of remembering everyone's coffee order. It shows you care. Thank you for joining Ignoring the Rules podcast. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about the new world of getting projects done. You can find the different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast, subscribe to my mailing list, find documents I have created, and news and information about upcoming podcasts. And I also welcome comments about the podcast episodes and subjects you'd like to see in future episodes. And that's a wrap on this episode of Ignoring the Rules. If this episode lit a fire under you and you're ready to start leading without the same tired excuses, don't keep it to yourself. Share this with your friends, your team, your boss, anyone who's fed up with the old way of doing things and ready to make real moves. Pass it along, stir things up, and let's build a community of leaders who aren't afraid to break the rules and actually get things done. We are all in this together, and the more we share information, the better we all will be. Thank you for listening, I'll see you the next time on Ignoring the Rules Podcast.